Morning, everybody. It is a quarter after 6:15 on St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to bagpiper Joe Brady of Peekskill, who has led the St. Patrick's Parade in Peekskill for many years, and now he's part of the actual parade. Tell everybody what's going on, Joe.
Well, happy St. Patrick's, St. Mike and Casey, and all our Peekskill friends and beyond. Ann and I are on our way to the Grand Marshal breakfast, and then heading over to the St. Patrick's Cathedral for the big celebration of the Mass, which will be said by Cardinal Dolan. And then we'll make our way to 44th Street, where we kick off the parade at 11 o'clock. And I am honored this year to have been named the aide-at-large to the Grand Marshal. So for the first time since 1990, I will be marching behind the 69th Regiment instead of in front of it. And wow. I'm so looking forward to it.
Wow,
this is great. And right now you're in a cab. Is that what you told me?
Well, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to jump in a taxi to get to the breakfast.
Oh, okay. So you're waiting for a cab.
So you're standing on a corner in New York City in the dark with your wife.
Well, actually, I'm with my wife, but we haven't left the hotel room.
Okay.
I don't want to lose this connection.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, well, now that we've established where you are, is it, do you think it's going to be so different this year when you're not the actual first person in the parade and now you're going to be back with the Grand Marshal as an aide?
Mike, don't take this the wrong way, but I have to say to people, you have to ask me that on Saturday because I don't know what it's going to be like yet.
Right.
It is going to be the first parade I've ever played without a kilt on. Without playing bagpipes, I'm already in my morning suit here, so it already feels different, but I'm expecting that it's going to be a strange but very enjoyable parade, so I am very much looking forward to it.
What an honor. You led this parade for how many years?
33.
And now you get to walk
years.
With the Grand Marshal. Next year, I wonder what your role is going to be.
I don't know. Who knows in this crazy world, but I will tell you that it's been a distinct honor, and it's... Yeah, it's pretty special. I have to leave it at that. It's pretty special, and I'm very happy to say that the person that is replacing me is a great young man, a fellow Iona Gale, and that just makes me feel better that I'm just not leaving the regiment in the lurch. They've got somebody quite capable, and at his age, he should easily break my record.
Mm-hmm. And the Iona Gales are playing playoff basketball in Albany today against UConn.
Yeah, can you believe that? On St. Patrick's Day, my daughter's awful confused.
They don't know where to go. Well, have a good time, Joe. It's going to be 11 o'clock for the kickoff, but before that, you'll be hanging out with Cardinal Dolan, huh?
Yes, and the Mass is sensational. And the Mass concludes with the playing of the Irish and the American National Anthems, and when you walk out of that cathedral, you just feel 10 feet tall. And it's going to be just great to be greeting everybody and seeing everybody. The parade is back to pre-pandemic participation. So, and with the weather forecast the way it is, I expect Fifth Avenue to be jam-packed and a lot of enthusiasm for people that just can't wait to get out and socialize with us and celebrate family, God, and country.
And speaking of socializing, when you get back to Peekskill, where might one meet you?
Well, Casey, let me just say this. I'm getting off the train. That's how we're getting home. So,
there'll be no meetings in Peekskill tonight.
Yeah, I don't know where we'll go, but like I said, once my duties are finished, I'm delighted to be with Anna and my four daughters. And once I'm finished, I'm going to leave it up to them.
Okay.
I'm sure they will not steer me in the wrong direction.
Terrific.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Bradys, especially you, Joe. And I know I put you on the spot one time asking you for an Irish toast, but I won't do that again unless you happen to have one off the top of your head.
Well, how about this one, Mike? I'm not sure which one we did last year, if there was one, but... I'll drink to your health when we're together. I'll drink to your health when I'm alone. I drink to your health so often, I'm starting to worry about my own.
I don't remember that, so that's a good one.
Happy St. Patrick's Day,
and
Joe
you guys
Brady.
Have been great. Appreciate the support over all the years. Chatting with you guys every St. Patrick's Day has been just part of the thrill of the whole thing.
For well, it too. Wouldn't be it wouldn't be the same without you, so we have to do it.
Well, thanks, Mike, and thank you, Casey.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you as well. Everybody be safe.